give our praise team a great big hand. Wow. Brother Eddie was shredding on that guitar. I was like dreaming of the days I was shredding. Every time I shred was the air guitar. I never had the real guitar. Amen. I won't be that long tonight, but I do want to talk to you a little bit. And just a few minutes. We are celebrating today. We're getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July. And our country is founded upon stars and stripes. And so I just started looking about the flag, the United States of America flag. And many of you probably know the history. I didn't. I had to really research it today to find it out. So I'm going to give a little bit of history. Some of you probably already know this. But for more than 200 years, the American flag has been the symbol of our nation's strength and unity. And it's been a source of pride and inspiration of millions of citizens. And the American flag has been a prominent icon in our national history. And on January 1st, 1776, the Continental Army was reorganized in accordance with the Congressional Resolution, which placed American forces under George Washington's control. And on that New Year's Day, the Continental Army was laying siege to Boston, which had been taken over by the British Army. Washington ordered the Grand Union flag hoisted above his base at Prospect Hill. It had 13 alternate red and white stripes, and the British Union Jack in the upper left-hand corner, the Canton. But in May of 1776, Betsy Ross, anybody know Betsy Ross, Sister Betsy, reported that she sewed the first American flag. And on June 4th, 1777, in order to establish an official flag for the new nations, the Continental Congress passed the First Flag Act. Here's what it said. Resolved that the flag of the United States be made of 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation. And so between 1777 and 1960, Congress passed several acts that changed the shape, design, and arrangement of the flag and allowed for additional stars and stripes to be added to reflect the admission of each new state. And so today, the flag consists of 13 horizontal stripes, 7 red, alternating with 6 white. The stripes represent the original 13 colonies, and the stars represent the 50 states of the Union. And the colors of the flag are symbolic as well. Red symbolizes hardiness and valor. Thus, our nation, the United States of America, it's known for its stars and stripes. It is the symbol of every American born in the United States of America. And many of us as kids, we would stand up in our schools, and I'm not sure if they do that anymore, but I remember as a kid, every morning at class, we would stand up and we'd put our right hand on our chest and we would say something like this: I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the United States of America, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Anybody remember quoting that and proclaiming that every day? Do we still do that, Brother Landry? We still do that. Thank God that we still do that. And tomorrow, we're going to celebrate the 4th of July. Let freedom ring. Because of the price that many Americans paid, we can enjoy freedom. We can enjoy the stars and stripes. But tonight, I stand in front of you a debtor not only to this nation, but I stand tonight, Brother Rudy, a debtor to our Lord and Savior that paid an ultimate price for our freedom. Romans chapter 5, verse 19 says this: for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, Adam made every one of us a sinner. Look to that person next to you and say, because of Adam, because of his disobedience, because he sinned, we all became sinners. You say, well, I don't believe that, Pastor. Well, Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I had an individual tell me one time, well, Pastor, I don't cuss, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I'm nice to everybody, I don't steal, I'm a good person. And I said, John, Romans 3, 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all became sinners because of Adam. Psalms 51, 5 pins it like this. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That was my lot in life. Hopeless, destitute, in bondage of sin, and no hope in sight. But thank God that is not how the story ends. Thank God that there was a God that had a plan, that he had a way out of the mess, had a way out of the sin, and became the ultimate sacrifice. A God that knew no sin, yet became sin for you and for me. I believe John 3:16 is always up in every sport thing out there. A lot of them don't even know what John 3:16 is. But can I tell you, on a Wednesday night, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God hath not sent into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Can I tell you, God wants to save everybody. And God had a plan. You say, Pastor, what was his plan? Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to him, whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form of comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Why? Because he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and yet we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Somebody shout, with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on us the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He bruised him for us. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his day, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercessions for the transgressions. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. I realize tonight that our nation was founded upon stars and stripes. But tonight, the day before the 4th of July, I stand up here a debtor this evening because I have been founded upon his scars and his stripes. For with his stripes we are healed. Anything I need, I can find it in him. He is my hope. He is my salvation. He is my light. Thank God for stars and stripes, but really, thank God for his scars and thank God for his stripes. Somebody ought to clap your hands tonight and thank God for a God that gave his life for you that you might live. John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth what came by Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. 1 Peter 2:4, who is in his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. You are here today because of his scars and his stripes, because he made a way of escape. Thank God for it. 1 Corinthians 15:55 pins it like this. O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? Can I tell you tonight that you serve a God that is not dead? He's not asleep. He's not in a tomb. He's not still on the cross. But you serve a God that is alive, that has taken the keys of death, hell, and the grave. The devil, the adversary of your soul, doesn't even have keys to his own house. Why? Because God said they belong to me. God took them from him. And I'm here today because of scars and stripes he took for me. That's why he said in John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Founded on scars. Founded on stripes. And because of that, I can face tomorrow. Because of the price that he paid for you and for me. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate, we're going to light fireworks, and we're going to go ooh, and we're going to go ha. And many times when they did that every year when I bought fireworks, ooh and ah was the pocketbook. Because I saw a $50 go up in smoke, and I saw $80 go up in smoke. I was saying ooh and ah because of that. But we live in a world and a society that's so happy to celebrate their freedom, and we need to celebrate our freedom. I thank God that I'm a part of the United States of America. I thank God I live in the land of the free. I really do, and I want to thank God for all the men that gave their lives so that I can have freedom. But I'm telling you, on the 4th of July tomorrow, when you remember the nation's freedom, you've got to remember your own freedom from sin, your own freedom from bondage. You've got to remember that God can heal you and God can save you and that God can forgive you. And it's because of scars and stripes that we are set free. Somebody shout, scars and stripes. It's because of that I'm set free. It's because he lives, I can face tomorrow. He has become my Jehovah Jireh. He has become my provider. He is my way out. He's your family's way out. He's your marriage way out. He's your kids. He's everything you need. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank God for him. Anybody love him today? Hallelujah. I'm almost done. I told you I wouldn't be long tonight. But John 20:24, and Brother Alex is going to show you that I'm not kidding. Because I don't want to keep you long, but I do want to infuse this into you. John chapter 20, verse 24. Bible says, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hands and the print of his nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand in the side, I will not believe. See, there are people that you work with, that you rub shoulders with, that you tell them, hey, we had a great time at church. God healed me. God set me free. God delivered me from the bottle. God took the drugs away. And they're like, I don't believe. Except I see it for myself, I'll believe. These men told Thomas, we seen him. He's not dead. He lives again. And Thomas says, except I see it for myself. Except I experience for myself. I've got to see the hands. I've got to see the print of the nails. I've got to put my finger into the print. I've got to thrust my hand into his side. I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood in the midst. Did you catch that? After 8 days again with his disciples and Thomas with them, then came Jesus, the doors being shut. How did he get through the doors? They were shut. He was making a declaration. Ain't no door gonna stop me. Ain't no man-made facade, man-made wall gonna keep me out. Jesus said, I've come to seek and save that which was lost. And there's a guy by the name of Thomas that boldly declared, I will not believe. And Jesus said, watch this. He comes into their midst and said, peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, Thomas didn't ask the Lord. There was no encounter where Thomas said, Lord, I need. God knows everything about you. He knows the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The intents before the thought resonates, he knows. And so he shows up and he gets into the room and he said unto Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. I want you to thrust it. Give me that same pain I bore for you. Thrust it, Thomas. Thrust it in my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, that's a great response. My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Can I tell you, we live in a world that says, I don't see God, therefore I don't believe in God. I don't feel him, therefore I will not believe. I've never heard him. But the Lord looks to Thomas. He says, I'm glad you believe. But blessed is the man that believes in me, that they have not seen with their fleshly eyes. That's why the Bible talks about without faith, It's impossible to please God. If you want to please God, it takes faith. What's the faith? The faith to believe He has scars and He has stripes. The faith to believe that He has your answer, He has your remedy, He has your hope, He has everything you need. You say, well, Pastor, I just don't understand. I'm telling you, blessed is the man that believes, though he may not have seen. When you activate faith, you activate all the resources of heaven. You activate the stripes, for with His stripes we are healed. You activate scars, because of scars we have a way out. I quoted it already. For by one man's sin, many were made sinners. That means all. Somebody shout all. Because of one man's sin, all were made sinners. But by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Can I tell you tonight? Let freedom ring. Let the scars and the stripes, let them reign in your home. Let them reign in your life. Understand this fact that tomorrow, when we celebrate the 4th of July, don't celebrate stars and stripes, but put your shoulders back and hold your head up and say, I'm founded by scars and stripes because of a daddy, because of my heavenly Father that loved me. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Stand to your feet all across this building. Raise your hands with me and raise your voice with me. And for just a few minutes, could you just thank God for the price He paid? Could you thank God for what He did for you? Could you thank God for the scars? Could you thank God for the stripes? Hallelujah! Come on. We've got hope in Him. We've got hope in Him. We've got hope in Him. Because He lives. Because He lives. I can face it. I can face tomorrow. Scars. Scars and stripes. Scars and stripes. And He that the Son has set free is free indeed.
Future.
Hallelujah. Raise your voice with me. Clap your hands unto the Lord. A simple thought to take home with you. Scars and stripes. They shape my life. I thank God for scars and stripes. Find three people, love on somebody. God bless you. Giving you some time to rest before revival. Don't miss revival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Amen. God bless you. I love everybody. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.